Now, first things first, getting the two of you out of your beds, respective beds of a morning. There's a very big event coming our way on Friday. It's practically sold out.
Yeah,
I would have thought this concert
for
Ukraine.
There might be a few tickets there somewhere, you know.
There might be a few.
If you squeeze your body in, you said somebody else.
Well,
but yeah, it's more or less sold out.
A bit of that. Prunchies, this is going to be quite something, this concert for Ukraine.
It's a great concert. It is. It's a very emotional concert, this one.
Yeah.
You're just back from Eurovision, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes. Well, more emotional.
Eurovision's not Europe anymore. It goes all over the place.
It does,
this
yeah.
is Eurovision.
Right.
And
that's a good link.
If you find it, this is a melody one. This is based on melodies.
Yes.
Unlike what you are at.
Yeah. Oh, some of them are very melodious.
Some of them are. A great palette of emotions, a great palette of everything. And it's inspired by women's rights.
Right.
You could ask Celine about this.
Yeah.
But I think it is.
Yeah.
Because you get every kind of treatment that women had to put up with and still have to many times.
Yes, today. I know.
In the hands of men, powerful men.
And when we talk about Ukraine, of course, we see families separated and awfulness. And it seems to be no end to it, which is the other thing about this awful conflict. You've picked music that is beautiful, but it's also, again, that thing I always talk about. Celine knows me for doing this, accessible. It's very accessible.
It's all there.
It's all there. That's the thing.
Some of it you may not recognise by name.
Yes.
But you'll see it. For instance, The Dance of the Hours.
Yes.
That's become one of the most popular ballet music ever. And if you say to somebody it's written by Ponchielli, they say, who?
That's right.
But it's actually, they'll recognise it. And it's helped a lot by a guy called Alan Sherman. Do you remember that?
Alan Sherman.
Hello, Father.
Yeah, Hello, Mother. Yeah. M-U-D-D-A-H. I remember that.
I'm very
advanced now.
I'm actually lost in this conversation.
Yeah,
it must be well before I was born.
He's talking about melody earlier on. Melody.
It's a great classical piece.
Yes.
To very funny texts.
His own
texts.
I'll have to Google that one when I find the
piece. He died in 73 or something. And that, and it was also used by Tchaikovsky in Fantasia.
Oh, was it?
I didn't know that.
I like the piece, and the reason I chose it in the concert was because I want to sing arias that I haven't sung before.
Yes.
You know, I suppose everybody has been to a lot of concerts of mine, and they might have heard me sing one or two pieces that I will sing again on Friday night. Of course, I'm going to sing Song to the Moon, which is very popular, Mi Bambino Caro. But I wanted to sing other arias that I haven't sung before. Yeah. So I haven't sung In Quella Tile Morbide, I haven't sung Io Sono Mille Ancella, and I haven't sung the Suicidio from La Gioconda.
Yeah.
So when I was doing the programme, I wanted to incorporate the arias, but around that, I wanted to choose orchestral pieces that would tie in nicely with the programme.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we discussed maybe donating all the tickets, the price for the tickets to the Ukraine.
Yes.
But we'd already kind of formed a program, and I didn't want to then kind of try and push in some kind of Ukrainian piece or something like that.
I understand.
You know, and just to force that, because I think the program itself tells a story, and actually it matches very well with the theme.
It's all to do with human relations.
Yeah, we should make the point as well. It's the Ireland for Ukraine Fund, and Community Foundation for Ireland. That's actually where it's all going. Actually, it's amazing. We were at the concert hall on Thursday. Sean Kane was playing, and it was fabulous.
Yeah.
Full house, as you're going to have as well, the two of you.
There's lovely programmes as well for the Symphony Orchestra every Friday night for June and July. Their summer programme. I was looking at online last night at some of the things coming up. So it's very
but no one has a flag the size of yours. Mother of God. The size of the enormous flag outside the NCH. It's fantastic. It really says it. It really says, here's this concert for Ukraine, come and see.
Yeah.
And the tickets are going really well, I know that. And if people want tickets, NCH.ie, I presume, is probably the easiest way of doing it if people want to do it. You've chosen one of my favourite pieces of music. We play it here on the radio, the intermezzo from, there's the intermezzo from Pagliacci, but also from Manolescu. I love that piece of music. It's the most beautiful piece of music.
That's in the hands of a really great composer who knows how, without words, it's a song without words, he can paint pictures and put you through all the emotions of the opera. in 3 or 4 minutes
right.
of sound.
Yeah, I agree. Celine knows that I'm a Puccini nut, as indeed are you, you know. And we were having dinner yesterday, and I found, and I don't have it, and I don't know where I'm going to get it, but anyway, you know on Spotify, they come up and they can do lists and all this. And they have a list of, you're not going to like me for this, Puccini music, Puccini arias, instrumental. It's just orchestras playing.
Oh, I've nothing wrong. That's not wrong with that.
We don't do panpipes, you and I. We don't do panpipes. But it's like heaven. Yeah. It was just one after another.
His melodies are phenomenal.
Oh, my God, you know.
And he can turn on a very simple orchestration. He can turn from the deepest love scene into tragedy in seconds.
No question.
It's fabulous.
No question. He was one. Just for those, not that, again, this is this idea of, as you say, Bunchies, where sometimes people don't know they know a piece of music until you hear it and you go, oh, that's it. This is just, I won't play all of it because it's quite long, but just to give you a flavour, this is Manon Lescaut, the intermezzo from Puccini, just to give you a sense of it. We won't get the chat in. And just to remind you that I'm talking with Prunshuden Odin, and I'm also talking with Celine Byrne. It's the Concert for Ukraine Opera Gala, which is happening on Friday at the National Concert Hall. Sacrilegious playing that.
Can I just say it would be it's going to be an honour for me to perform with the Symphony Orchestra, but to have to perform under the baton of Prunshius. I think he's amazing, and it's an honour. I just wanted to say that.
Do you know what else is amazing about him? Is the fact that we're talking like you're out here.
Yeah.
He's great fun.
He's
lovely. Don't tell anyone. He's great fun. And that's what I love about you as well. You take your work seriously, but you're great company, my friend. Can I also say that I was informed this morning that this is the 60th anniversary of you first conducting the NSO.
Is that right?
Yeah. 2nd of June, 1962. Isn't that something?
That is something, because you don't look a day over 50.
There you go. Isn't that incredible? But anyway, so happy anniversary.
Just hanging around with guys like you.
Speaking of age and anniversaries. Speaking of age and anniversaries, a birdie told me it's your birthday today.
It is, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
conductor.
Happy birthday to you.
She drew Marilyn Monroe on you.
Happy birthday, dear Marty. Happy birthday to you.
That's the only reason you brought her in, is it?
Now I'm going to close up my jacket.
Oh, well, thank you. That was very kind. That was very an impromptu, but thank you. My bird. Like you keep, as you said, the trick is to keep hanging around, isn't it?
It is the trick.
Let's talk about. You're going to do "Song to the Moon" on the night, which is just without question. That's still one of the most popular pieces we play on the radio, and it, whatever it is, it's full of emotion. It's just that sense of what it is. I suppose in a way when you're singing on the night, you'd be super conscious, as Frunchies alluded to, the fact of why you're there on Friday and Ukraine.
It's important. It is really important. It's important to raise money and to highlight the issues. You know, I mean, okay, you can put your flag on Facebook and you can do all that, but what they really need is they need help and they need money and they need housing.
Yes, yeah.
It's the first time I would have played the Ukrainian national anthem.
Really?
Mm.
And at the beginning, will you open? You'll open with it. Yeah.
Yep.
Will you have any representatives of the Ukrainian community there? I presume there probably will.
Oh, there will be in the audience. We've invited guests, of course.
I think that's probably very important as well. And I think we sometimes need to kind of pinch ourselves. Like we were talking about yesterday, about the lovely day we had and all the rest of it. How lucky we are.
Extremely.
Do you know? I mean, as people, we are a very lucky people. Do you know what I mean? Our nice climate, things are fairly straightforward. Okay, there are problems for people as well. But generally speaking, it's a good country to live in, and we're very fortunate.
We are.
And we think of these people and what they've had to go through.
Yep.
And the fact that on Friday you're going to make such a difference. You really are, the pair of you, and the Symphony Orchestra. But you've worked with the Symphony Orchestra before, Celine, haven't you?
I'm very, very privileged to have the opportunity to work with the Symphony Orchestra and the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Yes.
Both brilliant orchestras, and we're very lucky to have them. And but it's been a long time since I've performed with the Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
And it's been a long time since I've been in the concert hall, because I have my Bord Gáis Éineadh Theatre Christmas Gala every Christmas.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in the concert hall for a while, so it would be good to... Like, I was there during the pandemic doing... a live performance with Ava McDonough and Linda O'Connor and Dermot LeBrosnan on pianos, piano trio, and myself. But to work with the orchestra again is, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And as I said, I've included some new pieces here, so I'm a little bit nervous as well.
We're performing something
for the first time. Hoping that you remember
worried
the words.
Now the conductor gets nervous as well. He sees you're
the conductor won't give out to you.
I don't think so.
I'm excited.
Frunchies mentioned earlier on, he's right, the fact that so many of these pieces are actually known, even if you don't know the title. This is a clearly well-known. This is Song to the Moon from Dvorak.
This is one of the ones, a lot of these are women who've been trampled on by men. Basically, psychologically for us.
Yes, yes.
And how they deal with it is always very interesting, very much one to the other. But this one, she's looking at the rays of the moon, like Yeats might be doing.
Yes.
And seeing the silver shining of the moon on her, and in it she's hoping it's on her lover at the same time. Very romantic.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Song to the Moon. There it is. That's beautiful. Music from Dvorak, which you'll be doing on the night. Any other plans for the business, or are we just all getting to find out about you at the moment?
I'm off on Sunday, if that's exciting news.
You're off on Sunday where?
I'm going for a meal.
Where are you going?
To Austria. I'm going to Bregenz to sing Madame Butterfly. So I'll be gone for 3 months to Austria.
Oh, fantastic. Three months?
Yeah, because it's a long rehearsal period. And then there's a lot of performances. Yep.
3 months?
Actually, I'll be over and back, like.
Yeah.
I'll come over to see you, like. Don't worry.
Prince Ross, we should get onto an old plane and pop over to Austria. What do you think?
Rehearse for 3 months?
Well, she's suspending 3 months.
Yeah, rehearsals and everything for Madame Butterfly. And then I'm coming home, and then I'm going to America to do Michaela and Carmen in Kansas. Then I've got my Christmas gala, and then I'm straight into Rosencavalier with Irish National Opera.
But aside
which
from that,
very excited
there's
about,
nothing on.
Because I love a bit of stress.
That's very, of course.
What am I doing? I don't know.
You'll be talking about your Christmas show next. We talked about Leon Cavallo, Prunchies, and I was talking about the intermezzo, which you're playing. But also, this young lady is going to be singing.
Yep.
Leon Cavallo. Tell us a bit about that piece.
Well, this is it's again a woman's, how a woman deals with the situation she finds herself in and how she takes control of it. She sees somebody that she doesn't want to be able to read her own eyes. So she deflects her eyes from it and then remembers what her mother told. Her mother said, think of nature, think of birds, think of the birds outside. And she does just that. And it's a great painting in this. You can hear her talking to the birds and responding to the birds.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. But first of all, she says the introduction is saying the kind of position she's in and wanting to avoid. And then what she does... mother's advice. She actually follows her mother's advice.
Do you know, I think it'd be wonderful if you were to narrate the whole night.
I would. Wouldn't that be gorgeous? Amazing.
That'd be a lovely thing to do. It's probably too late now. It'd be a lovely idea, wouldn't it? Just saying. Prunchies, it's a pleasure and happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
I'd love to have you in this morning. It really isn't something
as ever. Nail things like that.
Oh, no, it's lovely. You have to celebrate. You have to celebrate moments as we go. This is Leon Cavallo to take us home. Just to remind you again, it's nationalconcerthall.ie, and the concert is Friday, 7:30 start. Concert for Ukraine, Opera Gala with Celine Byrne and Prunchies O'Din conducting the National Symphony Orchestra. Thanks.